Okay, good morning everybody. We are in Parashat Lech Lecha. Parashat Lech Lecha, the message is, generally speaking, is that each one of us got his own Lech Lecha. Each one of us goes out to this world and has got his own, trials, nisyonot, tests. And Lech Lecha is the first test of Avraham Avinu. And it's written Lech Lecha. And one of the explanations is when it's written Lech Lecha, it's go for your own good. Lech Lecha letovatcha. So there is another interesting test that Avraham is going, not now, later on. And if it be exact, it's the last one. And there is also written Lech Lecha. It's the Tova, but it's this time it's written. No, I'm not this one. The other one I'm talking is the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avraham to go and to take his son.
His only son.
Lech lecha el eretz amoria ve'aleu sham le'ola. And how can it be that the same phrase Lech lecha me'artzecha me'artzecha bet avicha is used for the last one if we say that lech lecha is letovatcha, it's for your own benefit. So you can say that if you're standing in the test of the God, it's anyway for your own benefit. But there is a midrash that compares both things. It says nisayon rishon ke nisayon acharon. The first test is like the last test. And this is already very hard to understand. Why? How can we compare telling a guy, leave the place where you live and go to somewhere else as a test that is compared to the test, take your son and slaughter him? Can you compare a thing like this?
No. Yes.
This is unbelievable. And we have to understand what's going on here. So first of all, let's see what is really the first test. So God is telling Avram, Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladetcha u'mibet avicha el aretz arei asher eracha. First of all, the way it's written, it's wrong. Why? Go from your land, from the way, when the place you were born, and from the house of your father. If you're already leaving the land, you will leave all those things already. So the right order should be leave your home, leave your place where you were born, and leave your country. But the order here is opposite. So we understand that we're not here talking exactly about moving from one place to another place in the physical meaning. There is something more in it. And what is it? What is Avraham going to do? He is going to be the father of a nation. He is going to start a new page, but really new. He is going to build Am Yisrael. He is the foundation. Now, if you want good foundation and you are in a bad environment, where is the best place to do it? In the bad environment you are, or move her out and find a good environment to build your new home? So, of course, God is telling him, you cannot do this here. So, the easiest thing is, first of all, you leave the country. You leave all the general behavior of your people of the country. That's hard, but it is much easier than leave the neighborhood where you were born and all your friends and family. That's a little harder. So this is the second stage. And the third stage is leave your home, your father and your mother. You're leaving everything behind you. So now if we're thinking about it, that is the right order. Because we are talking here about Avraham Avinu going to build a home for Am Yisrael. He is the foundation. He is the founder of Am Yisrael. So now, first of all, it's like you take somebody from the other side of the world, from, let's say, from Canada, from the coldest place there is. Let's take him to Antarctica. And now move him. Take him in one go and put him in the Sahara Desert or in the Negev. How do you think? Is he going to survive this move? Mm. Very hard.
Very difficult.
Very difficult. So if I want to do this move, what should I do? I should take him first of all to a normal place. And then to a little hotter place. And then, step by step, take him to the place I want him to be. Exactly this is what we're talking about. You cannot just leave everything and move to the other. You have to do it by stages. For each one of us, it's a big lesson. Sometimes you want to do something good, and we are on the other side. So if you want to do it, you have to do it by steps. For example, somebody wants to become ultra-Orthodox, and now is ultra-nothing. In other words, he keeps nothing, he cares about nothing. You cannot take him from here to there in one go. Maybe it will work for one day, 2 days, but then he's going to break because he's not used to it. He doesn't know what it's all about. So what do? You start teaching him step by step. First of all, you know what? Light candles on Shabbos. Then, you know what? Have a Seudat Shabbat. Then learn a little Torah. And step by step, you're leading him to the right place. And this is in anything in life, everything you want to do, do it step by step. So this is the first lesson we learn from the Lech Lecha, because we are talking about us. It's not really Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is teaching us how to behave. Now, let's see. We understood now the order. Now, let's understand what exactly was so hard in the first test. So you would say, what do you mean, to leave your home and thing? It's a very hard thing. But let's see. Is Avraham Avinu exactly a figure that everybody loves where he lives now?
No.
I wouldn't say so. He goes against everybody. They all were idol worshippers, and he goes against them. So they don't really love him. Let's say they even hate him, to the point that Nimrod is throwing him to the fire in Ur Kasdim. So he's not exactly likable. And God comes to him, and he believes in God, and tells him, you know, leave this place. Ve'escha legoy gadol, va'avarcheka, va'agadla, I will make you big. I will give you money, I will give you property, I will give you everything, and everybody's going to be blessed because of you. If you go to this place, I'm sending you. What would you say? I'm going to give you $2 billion, a villa, cars, everything you want. And what do you say? Thank you very much. I'm running. I'm not. So what exactly is the test here?
But then you bad weather.
You know, this is a very interesting thing. I tried once a certain business. And when they talked about this business, how you do it, they were talking about the comfort zone. Each one of us got his own comfort zone. And comfort zone is not always comfort. It's like I'm used to it, so I'm stuck in it. And it's very hard to go out of it. You can, for example, come to somebody who has got a terrible job, terrible life, and you offer him everything. And you know what he's going to tell you? I'll think about it. And when you come the next day, what's going to be the answer? Normally, believe me, I tried it. Oh, you know, promises and things, you know, I'm used to what I've got. I know how to do it. Okay, it's not exactly the best thing, but it's mine. So he's not going to move from his comfort zone. And it's a very interesting point, because sometimes in life you have to move from your comfort zone. So in other words, even if God is promising Avraham Avinu what he's promising, there is still a test here, because people like to be in their comfort zone. But this is okay if we're talking about a human being promising you. But when God comes to you, what exactly is the test here? And this gets us to a very interesting point. We have to understand that every letter, every word in the Torah has got a meaning. Now listen to what God is telling him. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. He is telling him in the verb Vayomer. Now see what Avraham Avinu is doing. Vayelech Avram kaasher. What should have been here? Amar Hashem elav. He said Vayomer Amar. That's not what's written. Kaasher diber Hashem elav. Why did the Torah change from the verb amira to the verb dibur. In English, maybe it's the same thing. That's exactly why we have to understand sometimes a little Hebrew in order to understand that, to understand the Torah, it's only in the holy language. So let's understand what is the difference between Vayomer and Vaydaber. Vayomer, our sages says, is a good thing. When you the Torah is using the word Vayomer, that is a good thing. It's you are high in heaven, you are in high level, you're going to have it good, and that's what God is telling him. Vayomer, lech lecha ma'artzecha, el arzecha, and I make you a big shot. You're going to get everything. So it's a good thing. Daber, vayedaber, it's a hard thing. It's when you do something that you're forced to do or you have to do with no benefits. It's something like a mitzvah that you have to do and all as an order. Now, if Avraham Avinu wants everything that God promising him, each one of us will want all the good, he will say, I go as God amarli, as God told me in the good way, because I'm going to get rewarded. But that's not what the Torah is writing us. The Torah knows exactly why Avraham Avinu is doing what he's doing. Avraham Avinu doesn't care about the money, about to be, let's say, the best guy, the best shot, the best thing, the best. He cares about one thing only. God told me to go, I'm going. Lachen, that is why the Torah is telling us, Ka'asher diber Hashem. Now, you have to understand that's not Avraham Avinu telling us, it's the Torah telling us, and the Torah knows exactly what Avraham Avinu feels. Now, I would ask you, is this a test or not? Because this is a very hard test. If somebody promised you millions, but you do it not because of the millions, and not even thinking about them, you have to be in a very special state of mind to get to that level. Because if I tell you, you go now and learn Torah, and you get $1 million. So, the question is, why are you going to learn Torah now? So you say, because I want to learn Torah, I want to do good to God. But don't you think about the $1 million? Or the billion? Of course you think about it. Avraham Avinu doesn't. That's the test. To get to a level that you really don't care what are the benefits. You care only on one thing. God told me to go, I'm going. Now, if we take this to the last test, when Avraham Avinu is being told, take your son, it's exactly the same thing. He's not doing it because of what are going to be the results. He's doing it because God tells me to do, so I do it. By the way, we have to understand, the belief of Avraham Avinu in God, he also knows that God is good. God is the best. So whatever God is telling me, even if I don't know why and what, and even if it looks bad, it must be good. Because God is telling, I love God and God loves me. That's Avraham. Avraham is Abraham or Avi. It's a very high level. I don't think there are a lot of people that can get to that level. Sometimes we see that big rabbis, like really big, that the children die, chas v'shalom. They take it very calmly. We also see unfortunately those two parents that lost their two babies, the way they talked, I don't know if you heard it, the way they talked, this was Kiddush Hashem. But look, those are special people. But to get to the level of Avraham Avinu, this is unbelievable. That's why Avraham Avinu is the founder of the Am Yisrael. Nobody else could get to that level of love, to listen to the one you love in a way that you understand and realize that whatever he tells you to do, you do. This is not an easy task. Now, there is another explanation that will put maybe for us, normal people, things in proportion. The lesson is that you start, as we say, at the first stage. And then you go up and up and up. In other words, the Torah is telling us that at the last test, Avraham Avinu doesn't mean he was in the same level as this first test, but he elevated himself in a level that taking the test, the last test, was exactly as he took the first test. In other words, he was so elevated, he's so close to God. And this is, if we want to compare it, for example, we go to special training, a soldier wants to be in the special forces. Now, to go to the special forces, you have special training. Now, you cannot come to a guy that came today to the base, to the basic training, and take him to do the training of the end. Would he do it?
Die.
What? He will collapse. He will maybe kill himself even. You have to build him. You have to, first of all, start with the easy training. Then you make it harder and harder and harder. Then he can do it the same way as we do exercise. You cannot come if you, let's say, weightlifting, if you're swimming, whatever you do, you cannot start from the last stage. You cannot just start and lift now a few 100 kilos. You have to build it. So the lesson for us, first of all, is that the Lech Lecha, that each one of us is really getting in life, we go through tests. And those tests are built in a certain way. We have to think about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is teaching us a big lesson. He's teaching us that, first of all, God knows us. And if God put us on a test, He knows that we can do it. And by the way, when you talk about a test, we talked about it in the past. Some people sometimes go through tests and they fail. And they think, I failed the test. This is maybe in normal life. With God, you never fail the test. If you are standing and doing the test, you are already successful. If the results are bad or good, doesn't matter. Because we're not getting reward for the results. We are getting reward for the way, for the what we do, the work we put into it. And that's another lesson to learn about our tests. Never give up. In the meaning of, don't get too disappointed and maybe even got
discouraged.
Yes, discouraged because you were not successful. The results are not as you thought they're going to be. That's not the case. God puts us in certain positions and He wants us to try. What is the test? Nisayon. What is a Nisayon? Try. What is a try? To try. That's what it is. So if you try, you already omit the Nisayon. So we see the first test, when Avraham Avinu is going, we see that from one word we learn the way that Avraham Avinu is doing things. The point is that we said that Avraham Avinu is supposed to leave everything behind him. Does he?
Yes.
Not exactly, because this one guy that he takes with him. And this is Lot.
Yeah.
And people think, one minute, God told you to go with nobody from the family. Only your wife and the people you did like that are going following your followers. Don't take anybody else. So why do you take Lot? Because it's written like this, "Vayikach Avram et Sarah ishto ve'et Lot ben Achiv." So who is taking them? Avram. So people think that Avraham Avinu took him, and that's not exactly how we said it's supposed to be. But if we go a pasuk before, and that's again, when we read the Torah, you have to understand everything is written. Our sages didn't just made explanation from nowhere. They didn't invented them. They are here. Let's see what's written. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. Avram Avinu goes exactly as God ordered him to do. And then, Vayelech ito Lot. In other words, Lot is the one that goes with Avram. Now, unfortunately, what can Avram? Avram has to take him. Then the next pasuk tells us that he takes him. Why? Because he wanted to go. He went with. Now, why did he want to move from home, from the warm home, to go with Avram Avinu, who knows where? This is the first time that we start to understand who Lot really is. Lot is one thing in life that motivates him. Money. And we'll see it through the whole way. Now let's see. He is looking. Avraham Avinu's got children? No. Who is the closest relative that's going to inherit him?
Him.
So he sees his Yerusha going away. So, ooh, 1 minute, where are you going? No, I'm coming with you. Because Avraham Avinu is rich. He's got a lot of money. He's got a lot of things. So when Lot is seeing the Yerusha walking away, he runs after him. Where do we see really that that is what motivates him? When we come to the next time, when Lot is already also rich by himself, and the Torah is telling because of Avram Avinu. And now they get to a point which is very interesting.
About the land.
וגם ללוט ההולכת אברהם היה צאן ובקר ואוהלים. He also has got plenty. Cattle and tents and everything. ולא נשא אותם הארץ אשר לקח תאב, כי היה רכושם רב. They had a lot of property. They had a lot of wealth. And they couldn't sit together. ויהי ריב בין רועי מקנה אברהם ובין רועי מקנה לוט. And there was a fight between the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Avram. What was the fight? Just this morning I talked about it. The fight was very, there was a fight, very interesting fight. The fight was, when you take the cattle out to eat, if it's in other fields, you halachically, you have to shut the mouth so they won't eat from other property of others. And that's the way the shepherds of Avram used to put something on the mouth of the cattle, so they couldn't eat only where it's their property. But the shepherds of Lot didn't care about it, and they let them eat everywhere. So the shepherds of Avram says, "Why? What are you doing? This is stealing. This is not right." So the shepherds of Lot answered the shepherds of Avram, "Why is it not right? The land belongs, God promised the land, and we see it in our parsha, to Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu has got no descendants, because he's got no children, so who is going to inherit Avram Avinu? Lot! And we are the shepherds of Lot, so we can eat wherever we want, because this whole land really belongs to Avram Avinu." The point here is, first of all, it's not right, because right now it doesn't belong to Avram Avinu. Even if it's going to belong in the future to Avram Avinu, you still, when you take now, you're stealing. It's not yours now. That's the first thing. But the interesting thing is, Vayomer Avram Elot, Avram tells Lot, Al na tihi meriva beni uvenecha. We shouldn't fight. And our shepherds shouldn't fight. Ben ro'ai uben ro'echa. We are brothers. And we have all this land around us. Let's separate. Now, the interesting point is, first of all, he's not fighting with Lot. The shepherds are fighting. So why is he saying that we are fighting? And then why is he saying we have to separate because we are brothers? On the contrary, if you're brothers, you have to live together. Avram, you know, is very clever. He's not stupid. And that's also in life. If your workers, your employees, are doing something wrong and you don't say anything to them, what does it mean? That is good for you. They steal, they do this, they do monkey business. If it's a business of selling what they sell, they lie to people. But it brings you a lot of money, so you, in other words, you are part of it. So Avram is telling Lot, right in his face, you, me and you, we are fighting. He says, well, why you? Because your shepherds are fighting with my shepherds about stealing. And you don't say anything, which means that you are a part of it. So we have the fight between us. Now, what's the connection between being brothers? He says, if we stay together, people would think that I'm also a part of it. So this is why we have to separate. And we separate so people will understand and realize that I don't agree with what you do. Now, the interesting thing is, where is the place that Lot is choosing now to live?
The better place.
He's got the option. He gives him the option. You choose first. Whatever. You go right, I go left. You go left, I go right. And let's see. What is our tzaddik Lot choosing? Vayisa Lot et enav. He looks around and he sees this Kikar HaYarden, the valley of Jordan, and it's all full with plants, water, everything you want. And the Torah is telling us, "Lifnei shachet Hashem et Sdom va'Amora, kegan Hashem." Before God destroyed the place, because it's the place of Sdom. In other words, the Torah is already telling us something in this picture is wrong. It looks good, but the people are evil. But does it matter to Lot?
No.
Vayivchar Lot et kol kikar ha-yarden. And the Torah is telling us, Vayehehal at Sdom. His tents are to the borders of Sdom. In other words, he connects himself to Sdom. And the Torah is telling us, Ve'anshei Sdom ra'im v'chata'im la'ashem me'od. They're evil people. And what would be said about being in a bad environment? You should go away from it. What is Avraham Avinu being told? Leave. What is Avraham Avinu doing with Lot? He's leaving him. Why? Because Lot is connecting himself to what? Why? Because of money.
Greed.
Greed. So we see exactly who Lot is. And if we want to end this year to understand even more who Lot is, let's go a little while farther, when there is a war and Lot is being captured, which is also a very interesting way how it's written, but we cannot talk about everything. But the point we want to talk about is who really Lot is. So let's say he's been captured.
ויקחו את לוט ואת רכושו בן אחי אברהם וילכו והוא יושב בסדום. They took Lot and all his property, and the Torah is telling is the son of the brother of Avram, and he sits in Sdom.
Now we can say, oh, he sits in Sdom, like while he was sitting in Sdom, they were doing it to him. But that's not exact. First of all, he's not exactly sitting in Sdom, as we said, he's on the border. Secondly, we already know where he sits. And then, if you want to say this, that he sits in Sdom, you said first, he sits in Sdom, and they took him from Sdom. But that's not written. They say they took him, so where is he now? Not in Sdom. But the Torah tells him, Vehu Yoshev Besdom. He is still in Sdom. He's not there. They took him, but the Torah is telling it's a state of mind. It's not a physical thing. Lot, with all what's happening to him, and his connection with those corrupt people, he's being captured, and he realized, maybe God is telling me something. I am not in the right place. What is he doing when Avraham Avinu is releasing him? Where is he going to live again? The same place. So the Torah is telling us, Hu Yoshev Besdom. It doesn't matter what's happened to him. He is so corrupt that he is still in his state of mind. He is in Sdom. And that's an unbelievable lesson to see where your lust, where desire, where your greed can lead you. And now we understand from the beginning that why Lot is going with Avraham Avinu? Because of greed. Why is he living in the place of Sdom? Because of greed. And he almost finished his life there, as we'll see in the next parsha. So our lesson for our parsha is, first of all, each one of us got tests. We have the 10 tests at Avraham Avinu, we have it in different ways. But at the end of the day, it's the same test. So we have to learn from Avraham Avinu that God loves us, and we love God. And whatever we go through, it's for our own benefit. It's lech lecha. Lech lecha letovatcha. Even if it doesn't look so good. And even if it looks good, we have to try at least not to do it because of the benefits, but because God wants us to do it. It's like a father tells a son to do something. And there is a benefit there. But why do you do it? Because of the benefit? Because of the present? Or because the one who gave you the present? And it's an important point. We have to try to do things not for the present, not for the reward, but for the one we love, because we love him. Because we love God, we do what God wants us to do. And we have to look at the other figure of Lot. If we don't behave like this, if we let ourselves go after our greed, our lust, our desire, look where we can end. Look where it leads Lot. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will try and follow Avraham Avinu and not Lot.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.